CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, but before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and any new amateur radio operators. So starting with the pre-net, we have KI4LJG, that's Bob in River Falls, KG4PFI Don, and KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, WF4FCM, that's Fred, bring with him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla there in Traveler's Rest, K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock, KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson, N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, bring with him KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim in Asheville, N4JRB, that is Jim in Greer, AA4GH, that is Gus in Pentagora, Florida, KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina, KDE4HEY, that's Jim in Piedmont, K4XYM, that's Scott in Greenville, KX4YM, Scott in Greenville, sorry about that if you're listening, Scott, KA3WPP, that's Howard in Piedmont, K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden, KG4WNP, that's Landon in Landacusville. So we appreciate everybody for using the pre-net check-in capability. That is exactly what it's there for. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Kilo Ulysses. It's my first check-in ever. Thanks for having me.
Can I get your call sign one more time? Kilo Quebec 4 and then two letters and a whiskey. I didn't get those two letters after the number. Kilo Quebec 4. Something and a whiskey. Something, something, whiskey. Can you try that one more time?
At Quebec 4, Quebec, Kilo, Ulysses.
Okay, I'm not getting anything in the database. So that is a brand new call. Can you give me your name and location?
It is brand new. I got my call sign this morning. So my name is Bill, and I'm in Simpsonville.
Okay, Daryl, we have you in the log. Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec, Kilo, Whiskey. Daryl in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daryl. And congratulations on your call sign just coming out this morning. That explains why QRZ doesn't have it, and neither does the FCC. Well, not the, my copy of the FCC, which is a week old on Sunday. So appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Congratulations on getting your ticket, and welcome to amateur radio. We appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other Echolink stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we do have another Kilo Quebec 4 station. It's logged in, and it's Quebec Hotel Victor, and Quebec Kilo Uniform and a Hotel Victor. So, Nick, if you're there and you don't have transmit capability, and you can switch over to text message and just send me a text message and let me know you want me to check you in, I will check you in via text message on Echolink. So appreciate that. Appreciate our Echolink stations for checking in, for using Echolink. That's what it's there for. Do we have any other brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into? Okay. He was going to check in over the radio. Okay. We'll wait for your check in over the radio, Nick. Appreciate that. So, and that's Bill. We have a Bill in Simpsonville, and we have Nick, and I don't have a location for Nick, so we'll wait till he checks in over the RF. Any other brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure of the protocol, and then we're talking over RF now, that would like to check into the net, go ahead and put your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, it looks like we don't have any for now. We'll go ahead and start the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And that we will begin that section with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
For DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, and he's bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. And they are in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KB2BYQ, that's Dave over in Easley. Good to have you this night, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And you're not going to have to listen to me tomorrow night. Patrick will be here tomorrow night. So I know you'll enjoy different net control operator tomorrow night. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Miss Amy in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, all on the net, and thanks for calling it.
For DJW. Good evening, sir. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative this evening, 73 the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4DOS, that's Gary, bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, that's our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Hope you guys are having a fantastic weekend. And for AHO, that's Doug, sounding good from Walhalla, South Carolina this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Doug. Appreciate you being there. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Girl. Please check in Alpha Echo 4, Bravo Mike, AE4BM, Ben. I'm mobile in Dalton, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize AE4BM. That is Ben, mobile in Dalton. Be careful out there in the mobile, Ben. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Hope your weekend is going well. Okay, we'll bump it up now to the Echo Through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling that again, sir.
JW. Good evening again, Dave. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Casey 4 Easy and Harry and Keller. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Dave. Good to hear you again.
DJW. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Over.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night net control operator, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, who will be calling net tomorrow night instead of me. It's good to hear you again here tonight, Patrick, but I prefer to hear you tomorrow night in the other role. Good to have you with us tonight. Appreciate you checking in. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. You're sounding good as well. Good to hear you again as well. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. And W4FHJ, that's Gene, sounding good out of Taylor's this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Gene. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Do we have any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and this is where I will be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
DJW. I just put, ditto marks. I think I'm right. Ditto marks on my log for tonight's net control operator. Thank you for being here for us, Dave. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little rank chew. And I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
4-DJW. Dave, if you could please check in WW4JET. That's Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. It's Matthew over here in Table Rock area. And appreciate you calling the net. No traffic, no chew tonight. Happy Easter to you.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That is James. He is in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, James. We do appreciate you checking in this evening. Hope your weekend is going well. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. I've got you down for comments in just a little while, Larry. And tell Donna we said hello. And, yeah, ditto here. Good to hear you. Three nights in a row. I think that's a first. Anyway, that's the first time I think I've ever called three nights in a row. WW4JET, that is Matthew in Table Rock. Good to have you this night, Matthew. You're sounding really good, and I hope you're having a great weekend, and happy Easter to you as well. I appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo November 4, November Quebec Tango, west over in Powdersville, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, this is Ken in Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4NQT, that's Wes, he's in Powdersville. Good to have you with us tonight, Wes. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I think this is the first time. Yeah, this is the first time ever checking in with me. So appreciate you being with us this evening. Maybe that's a new call. But it's the first time under that call. Let's put it that way. We are here every single night at 9 p.m. We would appreciate you stopping by as often as you get a chance to do so. And hope you're having a wonderful weekend. KE6KEN. That is Ken. And Ken is in Greenville. Good to have you this night, Ken. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening as well. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge? Well, wait a minute. We've got a Echolink station. Let's go with Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening again, Dave. Check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Dave. Good evening to yourself, Dave, in the net. No traffic, no rag queue.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KI4LCI. Did I have that right? No, KA4PQA, that's Stephen. KA4PQA, I was looking at the log, and it had another KI4LZSY, a new one in there, and that kind of threw me. But anyway, Stephen, you sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening from Greenwood, KA4PQA. Stephen, appreciate you being there. Have a good weekend. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations? Let's see, we're in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Hope you and Miss Amy are let's check in. Whiskey 4. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, good evening to you and Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. Hope everybody has a good Easter. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, net control like to recognize W4IOE. That is Sid. He's in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid calls the 146.64 net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night, 146.64, 8 o'clock with a PL tone of 91.5. I'm sure he would appreciate that, and I'm sure you'll enjoy that net. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Let's go ahead now and move it up to the Mike through Papa group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. You would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, I'm pretty sure we had a double there. So, Eddie, at the very end, you were very clear. But the whole other time, you were doubling with somebody, I think. So it wasn't you, because you were extremely clear, and they lit up maybe three words before you lit up. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4NTQ. That's Eddie in Simpsonville. Do appreciate you being with us tonight. Eddie sounded very clear at the very end of the transmission. Now I'd like to get the station that doubled with Eddie. So we are in the Mike through Papa group, the station that doubled with Eddie. Go ahead. Okay, so that confirms it. So, Eddie, your signal was fantastic. No problem with your signal whatsoever, Eddie. I don't know if you're having a hard time hearing us. I think I heard you say something about struggling to hear us, but you were doubling with Walt, and you won. And Walt came, Walt was the other one that was doubling with Eddie. That is K4OIM. That's Walt and Emin. I get it, Walt. I understand completely. I would love to have you back, too, but I understand exactly what's going on there, so don't worry about that. We will get by. We've been able to get by with less than we have right now in the past, so no big deal. We'll get some other people signing up there in a little bit. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening and your persistence to get checked in, Walt, and hope you have a wonderful rest of the weekend. And W4NGU, that is Phil. He is in the yard in Boiling Springs on the handheld, I take it. And it is working, Phil. There's some scratch in there with you, but you were 100% readable. So do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, too, Phil. That's W4NGU. Do we have any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW, good evening, Dave. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4NHB, Danny in Greenville. Be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KQ4NHB. That's Danny sounding good out of Greenville this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Danny. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And hope you have a wonderful weekend. All right, that's going to bring us to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DJW. Name, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Al, KO 4, Chris, Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
DJW. Oscar 4, Romeo Uniform Romeo, KO4RUR, Chris, up here in Greenville. I'll be in and out tonight, 73 to everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N0TR, that's Tom. He's a neighbor of mine over here in Greer. just a hop, skip, and a jump away. And Tom, tell Miss Bernice we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KO4QLG, that's Chris down in Liberty. Appreciate you being there tonight, Chris. You're sounding good as usual. And KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Chris. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW, evening, Dave. Please check in. Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. That's KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
Control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Yankee. Gary at Table Rock, I am negative and negative, 7-3 on a handheld.
Okay, now Control, I'd like to recognize KQ4QHV, that's Nick in Pendleton. Good to have you with us tonight, Nick. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And I've seen you coming in and going out from EchoLink. It sounds like you're getting used to how EchoLink works and the RF. Anyway, you're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. And KN4HTY, that's Gary in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Gary. Hope all is going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for Saturday night, which is the Uniform Through Zulu group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. The net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Kilo. I'm Shane in Cleveland. I'm also portable in the yard on the HT. No traffic, no table tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
JW. Please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK, that is Shane, who is outside walking around in the lawn. I think you and Phil are enjoying the evening, a nice spring evening. It's finally here. Winter is gone. Winter's in the rear view mirror. Anyway, that's N4ZLK, Shane in Cleveland. Good to have you tonight, Shane. If you're having if you're going on a trip tonight, have a safe one. If not, enjoy your night's sleep. K4XB, that's Tommy. He's in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening as well. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Well, that sounds like we got everybody in first shift on the first pass. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first one on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ. That's Larry in Greer. Larry called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
For DJW, KK4JBQ here. Well, Dave, it's been 24 hours since we did this. I had a good time last night. I did. And maybe I can hope for a good time tonight. I like your comment. Oh, boy. I like your comment. The first spring evening. Yes. I'd agree with that. Maybe folks who are planting crops will feel good about getting their stuff in the ground if they don't already have it there. I know my dad was concerned about that every single year. He had a marvelous garden. He worked at that so hard. Down below the house, about a half an acre. He grew everything, and everything was a bumper crop. He had a good method, you know. He would plant about half of that as it progressed over the years. He would let one half of it lay fallow for a year. So every other year, he would have a lot of grass. And the man got down there with a scythe, if you know what that thing is. And one of my strong memories is looking out the bathroom window, which was on the back side of the house, down on the garden, and my dad out there cutting tall grass. He grew really good grasses also. But the neighborhood was aware. Whenever the crops would come in, we would have folks ringing the doorbell. Do you have any extra? Because everything you grew was just extraordinarily tasty and healthy-looking crops, you know. And, well, it's good to stir up a memory like that. My dad's been gone for years, and this was really a big part of his character. My dad, the gardener. Oh, well. So, we have a beautiful spring in the making. And tomorrow is a celebration day. I certainly hope everyone has plans to acknowledge the marvelous celebration of, well, I guess the only thing you can call it is resurrection. Pretty unique in the annals of humankind. Well, I'll turn it back over to you, Dave.
Well, Larry, when you were talking about the every other year thing, that reminded me of, that's the way my ex-father-in-law used to do that, the same thing. Every 1 year he'd plant the good stuff, and when I call it the good stuff, that's watermelon, cantaloupe, cabbage. It was the watermelon and the cantaloupe that I liked the most. But he did the same thing, and then the next year he let it do what they called back then. I don't know if they still call it that. They call it volunteer. And volunteer is the grasses that comes up all by itself. They volunteer to come up. You don't have to sow anything. And he'd let that come up, and then somebody would come by and harvest that for him. He didn't have to do anything. And he'd make a lot less money because it was a lower grade of hay that it made. But it did make hay. And it was all volunteer hay, and it was no work on his part. It was just a little extra money, and it gave the soil time to do what it needed to do before he planted the good stuff. So that did remind me of doing that. We used to go harvest the cantaloupes and watermelons and cabbage and all the other stuff. He planted a ton of stuff, and it was on a huge farm. It was really big. He just let you pick out whatever you wanted, and the rest of it he'd take it to the farmer's market. And I helped him with his, keeping his tractors running, rebuilding the engines in his tractors, and he also hauled gravel and put down, driveways for people that wanted gravel driveways and stuff like that. So I enjoyed him. He was the best of the exes. he was the only person in my ex family that I miss him, and I do miss him. I miss the time we spent together doing stuff like that. But it did remind me, I haven't heard that in years, Larry. About 35 years since I've heard that expression, volunteer for hay.
Gracious me. Yeah. I get all covered up with, thoughts about growing up. I didn't grow up on a farm, mind you. This was what I like to call a table garden. All of it went from the ground to the table. And one thing, and I know a lot of people out there know this, but be patient with me, because there are some that do not know that corn starts deteriorating in its taste. The quality of the taste of corn deteriorates the moment you pick it. Now, if you always got your corn from the supermarket, go find somebody that just picked it, roadside stand or something like that. Pick that day at least, and you will be astonished how marvelous corn just, corn's a grass, But it tastes mighty good, slathered with butter, of course. But everything that Dad grew, he grew for Mom's table. And I grew up especially privileged, you might say, to have fresh-grown crops on the table every single night of the year. Well, no, that can't be so. Mom was good canning also. The things that she canned that I remember the most and have the fondest memory of is her 21-day pickles. She got containers that she had them in were kind of heavy, you know. And so I'd gotten up there where I could handle these things to move them around, I don't know, maybe 5 gallons at a time, these buckets that she pickled in. And she would pickle it, and she'd change the brine. Like every 4 days or something, she'd change the brine. Well, it was worth all the work. I wondered about that. But it was worth all the work when you had those pickles. They snapped like potato chips. They snapped, and they had, oh boy, they were sour, but a good sour. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My mom and dad gave me things that I'd carry around the rest of my life. I didn't know they were coming into my possession back then. But I sure are. I'm enjoying it now. KK4JBQ. Oh, before I go, I want to ask you, where is it you come from, Dave? I don't think I've ever inquired or heard. You grew up on a hay farm, I guess. Where was that?
Well, I learned how to bale hay on his farm, on my ex-father-in-law's farm. That's where I learned how to bale it. Because when he would, he'd plant it himself. He let it volunteer, and when it did the volunteer, he would hire that out, and somebody else would bale it and haul it off. But when he grew hay, the good stuff, he explicitly planted and grew it, then I would help him bale it. And he would drive the tractor, and my brother-in-law would be on one side of the hay baler, and I'd be on the other side, and we both have our wires that we had to put in when the hay bale came out. And we tie our wires off, and then we take turns throwing the bale of hay off into the stream, you know, that's going by, because you're moving. Everything you're doing, you're moving, and it's hot, and you're sweating, and it's sticking to you, and you don't have, like, a shirt on. You can't wear a shirt or anything like that, and it's sticking to you. And baling hay is one of the most miserable jobs on earth, because that stuff is itchy. It'd be like working in the attic putting up insulation, that pink stuff. It's that bad. But that was while I was down here. When I was born in Michigan, and then moved down here when I was six for my father to go to Clemson. And he got 2 years done. That's when we lived on either B Street or D Street. We lived at Clemson twice. And both times it was, the neighborhood was where the Coliseum is. So we went from Flint, Michigan to Clemson, and then my grandfather, the guy that was running the farm, passed away, the family farm in Tennessee. So we had to move to Tennessee. My dad had to take a year or two to shut down the farm, right, and sell everything off. You don't just sell a farm, you know, somebody just doesn't come by and put money in your pocket and you hand them the deed and you walk away. It's got to do a shutdown process for the family farm. And so we did that for about 2 years, and then came back, and he wrapped up getting his degree at Clemson. And then we moved over off of D Street. And then later they built the Coliseum over there. I forget what the name of it was. Then we moved over to Greenville, over behind McAllister Square, I think was the name of the mall. Stayed there for a couple of years and then moved to Taylor's. And then that's where I did the rest of my growing up. That's where I think this the year of the segregation, whenever they segregated. Because I was going to one junior high and had to go to switch to another one, or sixth grade. I was in my sixth grade, and we had to switch. And then went from there over to Eastside High School and spent the rest of the time growing up there. So we hopped all over the place. And we stayed about 2 years the whole time I was growing up. Well, about 2 to 3 years in one place was about the most we stayed anywhere, Larry. So I grew up all over the place.
It's not a bad way to do it. I lived, until I left home, I lived in Tennessee, East Tennessee, just over the mountains from here. And it's a good way to do it, but at some time you have to get some life experience, you know. Now, you got it in a different way. Most people got it in a different way than I did. I left home at 18, left a little 5-year-old sister in tears. She never let me forget that. And then just traveled the roads and picked up odd jobs and every once in a while I thought I had settled someplace and then something would happen, you know. And never got to the west coast. Maybe that's a blessing. I'm not sure. But I lived in a lot of different places, met a lot of marvelous people. I learned something there. I learned that people, there's a lot of common elements. No matter where you grew up, what you experienced in life, we're all human beings. We all have foibles, I think it's the word, foibles and fallacies, weaknesses, imperfections, you know. And we must all forgive one another for that which we have in common. Yeah. And it took me a while to learn that. You know, I had a strict upbringing. My word, I did. And I thought other people should have had the same thing. But, you know, that blessing, such as it was, does not come to everybody. Only those of us who were fortunate to have a strict parents and, you know, mom and dad both were disciplinarians. Neither one of them shied from correcting this right away. My mom had a favorite rule that she went by. If she couldn't tell who did it, she would whoop you both. And I was never I was hardly ever the one at fault. And I asked her, I says, Mom, how come I get the whipping too? And she'd say, well, if I whip you both, I get the right one, don't I? KK4JBQ.
W4DJW, the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, Larry, not going out to the West Coast, you didn't miss a whole lot. I always wanted to go out to the West Coast, too, and it wasn't until I went out on my own. I broke away from Michelin and went out on my own contracting. And after that, I got a job that took me out to the West Coast. And I said, the first thing I'm going to do when I get out there is go out to the ocean, because you see all the pictures on the ocean and how beautiful the beaches are on the West Coast. The thing that takes all the wind out of the sails is how cold the Pacific Ocean is. Yeah, our beaches at Myrtle Beach and around here, the water might not be blue, but it's warm. Right, you can go swim. I love swimming in the ocean. Whenever we go on vacation, I spend most of my time in the water, most that I can. I just like swimming. The buoyancy of the salt water, I think, is what it is. I have fallen asleep out there in the ocean and woke up and looked back at the beach and not know whether Amy was up the beach or down the beach. I can just enjoy that. But not on the West Coast. The only way you get in the water on the West Coast is if you got a wetsuit on. It's just too, the Pacific Ocean is just way too cold. And then about the disciplinarians, my parents were a lot like yours. Both of them were extremely religious, and both of them were on the same page when it came to discipline. And the thing that worked for me is my sister was the black sheep of the family. She was getting in trouble all the time. That ran interference for me, Larry. I could do just about anything I wanted to do. As long as I didn't do like she did and go bragging about it, I could get away with anything. So, and she was older. She was a year older than me, so we were a little closer than you and your sister. But I never hardly ever got in trouble for anything. I'd come home from school one time because I wasn't ready for the math test that I was going to have. I came home early and my mother said, what are you doing home from school? It's not time for you to be here yet. And I said, I'm skipping school. And she said, no, you're not. You wouldn't skip school. And that was the end of it. She didn't even challenge me. And I was skipping school. KK4JBQ, W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Dave, I just don't know what to think about that. You came home early from school. You told the truth, and no repercussions. Maybe it was the shock, or maybe if I don't know. Faced with that, maybe I would have done the same thing because you're obviously telling the truth. And than anything else, I suppose. In a parent's eyes. You know, I've not been a parent, but I'm guessing that is like a very strict rule. Tell the truth. Be truthful, honest, straight to the point. Well, gosh, we learned some stuff about one another. That's always a good thing. And we're into the second half hour of the evening, and that's a good thing. I'm going to sit back here and listen to all these check-ins that this little delay, if it's nothing else, we delayed until the second crew arrived. But in truth, I enjoy it, Dave, and I looked through my log, just flipping quickly through there, and there's not another occurrence that I can find of tripling the net. You know, this net is unique in many ways, but one is a different net controller every night. That's hard to keep going. It's something to achieve, of course, but then it's hard to keep going. We've had some marvelous folks who just pulled, you know, been pulled in another direction or took a hiatus for whatever reason, and now we're a little slim on that control operators, and it's only gotten easier over time, I'm guessing, with all of the conveniences of a computer logging and everything like that. So I suppose I would encourage anybody, if you have any mic fright at all, let me tell you the truth. It is the way to squash that. You get on the microphone and, talk to as many people as a net control operator does, and it is the center cog in the machine. Now, it depends on a lot of other things, of course, for a positive and productive net. But numbers is not everything. I do think that it's times like these when you take a moment and you get to know somebody a little better than you had before. We've been knowing each other 10 years or better. I didn't know you grew up that way. But it's not something that you're drawn out to talk about very often, I suppose. I'm the same way. Although I'm quicker to talk about things, I don't know who gave me the gift of gab in my family, but it smeared all over me, didn't it? Dave, you have a good night, and have a blessed day tomorrow. Same to everybody out there. KK4JBQ, I'll turn it back to you, Dave. 7-3.
Okay, Larry, and you're absolutely 100% right. If anybody's thinking about calling that and doing it because they want it to squash mic fright, it will absolutely do that for you. It works fantastic for squashing mic fright completely. I didn't get on the when I first got my license, I waited 6 months before I got on the radio and just listened to what the protocol was, because I was so afraid I would mess it up. So, yeah, I'm not a person. I'm kind of like AK4HR Mike, who will be calling next week Saturday Net. He's the same way. Neither one of us got on the mic very much, unless we had a reason to do it, like going to the mountain to go to field day or going to work on a repeater or something like that. That's about the only time I ever use the mic, or you know, getting in the car and going somewhere and just, you know, talking to people to burn time, because when you're in the car you can't do anything else but that and drive. So, yeah, if you're thinking about wanting to get over your mic fright, nothing like becoming a net control operator to do it. Larry, appreciate hanging around with me this evening. Enjoyed it as usual. Looking forward to the next time we do that. And you, Ms. Donna, have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Check in Kilo India 4 Kilo Charlie X-ray KI 4 KCX Jerry, we at home tonight in Greyport. Check us in and out tonight. I've enjoyed listening to you and Larry's back to there. Brought back memories when y'all was talking about the gardening and everything brought back a lot of memories. But I enjoyed it. I like hearing talking. I just like to listen a lot of times. But just check us in and out tonight, and y'all have a good good rest of the evening, good rest of the night. See ya, and y'all have a good Easter tomorrow. JB37, bye.
WDJW. NKF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie, AF4SX. Way down here between Possum Kingdom and Buzzard Roost, Southern Greenville County. Beautiful day today. Had a good day. Got a little wind therapy on the motorcycle and just tried to stay outside as much as I could. Anyway, hope you have a good Easter tomorrow, and talk to you a little later.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra, Robert P. Mott, and I'll be negative and negative.
JW, it's Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack on south side of Rock Hill, and y'all have a great Easter. Set 3 right aboard.
Okay, well, that's a good second shift. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4KCX. That is Jerry. He is in Great Court. Good to have you with us tonight, Jerry. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening and hope you have a wonderful rest of the weekend as well. And KF4NXY, that's David bringing it with him, AF4SX, Miss Marie, and they are in Southern Greenville County, otherwise known as Buzzard's Roost. I hope those birds are asleep when you said Buzzard's Roost, David. I hope they didn't hear that. They might get mad at you tomorrow. KQ4OAS, that's Robert in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Robert. You're sounding good over the repeater this evening. And KJ4BKI, that is Jack. He is in South Rock Hill. Good to have you with us tonight from South Rock Hill, Jack. We appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
For DJW. Good evening. Good evening in the net. Please check in KD4IOX, Leon, Hendersonville. And my beautiful wife, Wendy, Kilo Echo 4, Delta X-ray Juliet. 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KD4IOX. That's Leon in Hendersonville. Bring with him KE4DXJ. That's Wendy in Hendersonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Leon. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello and hope you guys have a fantastic rest of the weekend. I do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. K4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RW, Richard and Greenville, no traffic, no round table, have a happy Easter, bud.
I was wondering where you were, Richard. I'm glad you checked in. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW, that's Richard and Greenville. And happy Easter to you tomorrow as well. Richard, hope you have a fantastic Easter. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. You make number 49,999 check-ins that I've had on my logbook. The next one will be 50K. You are one before 50,000 on my logbook, Richard. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
In the door.
Well, I'm glad it ran as long as it did so we could just nab you before you turn the radio off. Have a good one.
Thank you. 73.
73 to you as well. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed anyone that would like to check in, call W4DJW? All right, be sure and come back around tomorrow night at the same time, 9 p.m., same frequency, and KO4HKX Patrick will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. and I'm sure he would appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him, and I'm sure you will enjoy his net as well. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge T-Meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.